USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I think we've had these outbreaks periodically over the months, and I think COVID is not completely over, but we'll deal with it as it comes along.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there to Fox News. This as COVID cases continue to rise in Washington, D.C., and the White House is acknowledging President Biden could get COVID as the increase in positive cases continues in Washington. President Biden and the Vice President with nothing on their public schedules for Saturday. On Friday, they welcome newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the White House. During that ceremony, Biden saying the confirmation of Jackson was historic and a moment of real change in American history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was in Ukraine Friday, touring some of the devastation left by the Russian invasion. She sounded heartbroken at the sight of a mass grave in Bucha.
Here in Bucha, we saw our humanity being shattered, and it is the whole world is mourning with the people of Bucha.
Two men were acquitted after being accused of trying to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, but the jury hasn't been able to reach a verdict on two others. Christopher Gibbons is representing Adam Fox, one of the men the jury is deadlocked on. He assumes the U.S. Attorney's Office will put Fox on trial again.
I have not talked to the U.S. Attorney, but you know, I'm assuming that given the nature of the case, it probably goes forward.
The four men were supposedly motivated by the COVID-19 restrictions Governor Whitmer put in place at the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
President Joe Biden on Friday claimed that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was subjected to the most vile, baseless assertions and accusations during her Senate hearing, which he called painful and difficult. Critics point out Biden once orchestrated an effort to block Justice Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court with accusations of sexual impropriety, which were later found to be meritless. Goodyear is partnering with the Air Force Research Lab to create a domestic rubber made from dandelions. Goodyear saying they're also working with the Department of Defense, BioMade, and Farmed Materials to develop a rubber source that does not need to be imported from tropical regions. Officials say they analyzed more than 2,500 plant species, and a dandelion known as TK has shown the most promise. And finally, most American singles are having a tough time dating. That's according to survey data from Pew Research Center, which found 7 out of 10 American singles say their dating lives are not going well. The data also showed that 63% of those who are single and looking say dating has gotten much more difficult during the coronavirus pandemic. This comes as about 32% of Americans who are active on the dating market are looking for a committed relationship, and 16% are looking for a more casual situation. Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.